Well, Bobby, the second and final live presidential debate before the elections once again touched on the climate crisis and broke some new ground on environmental justice, huh?
Yeah, Steve. And, you know, there's nothing like a mute button and a strong moderator to make it possible to actually hear those points.
So let's listen to some excerpts of the debate, starting when Joe Biden pointed to, quote, good paying jobs, unquote, in the wind and solar industries and the rapid growth of solar. Donald Trump had a sharp retort, short on facts.
I know more about wind than you do. Oh. It's extremely expensive, kills all the birds. It's very intermittent. It's got a lot of problems. And they happen to make the windmills in both Germany and China. And the fumes coming up, if you're a believer in carbon emission, the fumes coming up to make these massive windmills is more than anything that we're talking about with natural gas, which is very clean. One other thing.
Find me a scientist. Solar. Say that.
Well, in fact, President Trump's own scientists in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say that bird deaths from collisions with wind turbines are a tiny fraction of birds killed by cats, as well as those collisions with buildings and power lines.
Yeah, and then after some back and forth on fracking, moderator Kristen Welker brought up a topic never heard before in general presidential election debates, environmental justice.
President Trump, people of color are much more likely to live near oil refineries and chemical plants. In Texas, there are families who worry the plants near them are making them sick. Your administration has rolled back regulations on these kinds of facilities. Why should these families give you another 4 years in office?
The families that we're talking about are employed heavily, and they are making a lot of money, more money than they've ever made. If you look at the kind of numbers that we produce for Hispanic, for Black, for Asian, it's nine times greater, the percentage gain, than it was under, in 3 years, than it was under 8 years of the two of them, to put it nicely. Nine times more. Now, somebody lives, I have not heard the numbers or the statistics that you're saying, but they're making a tremendous amount of money economically. We saved it. And I saved it again a number of months ago when oil was crashing because of the pandemic.
Okay.
We saved it. We got, say what you want about relationship, we got Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Russia to cut back way back. We saved our oil industry, and now it's very vibrant again.
Right.
And everybody has very inexpensive gasoline. Remember
Vice
that.
President Biden, your response, and then we're going to have a final question for both of you.
My response is that those people live on what they call fence lines. He doesn't understand this. They live near chemical plants that, in fact, pollute, chemical plants and oil plants and refineries that pollute. I used to live near that when I was growing up in Claymont, Delaware. And all the more oil refineries in Marcus Hook and the Delaware River than there is any place, including in Houston at the time. When my mom get in the car when there were first frost to drive me to school, turn in the windshield wiper, there'd be an oil slick in the window. That's why so many people in my state were dying and getting cancer. The fact is those frontline communities, it doesn't matter what you're paying them. It matters how you keep them safe. What do? And you impose restrictions on the pollutions that the pollutants coming out of those fence line communities.
There was far less interrupting during this debate compared to the last one, but there was still plenty of jabbing nonetheless.
Okay, I have one final
question.
Would
he close down the oil industry?
It falls.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will transition. It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. He won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give it to solar and wind.
We
and that's maybe the biggest statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going
President?
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions. The first place to do that by the year 2035 is in energy production. By 2050, totally.
Bobby, for me, the takeaway from this second debate is the new place climate change has on the list of public priorities. It's now not if, but what to do. And I think it's fair to say whichever man wins this election, pressure will be on to fight climate disruption.